Then, second, to whom confession is made. Confession is made to other individuals, especially to those who are individuals par excellence, and more than individuals, that is to say, to the Buddhas and the great Bodhisattvas. In other words, confession is made to members of the spiritual community. In fact, it can only be made to members of the spiritual community. We could even say that confession is possible only within the spiritual community. The person confessing, the individual confessing, must be a member of the spiritual community. And those to whom confession is made must also be members of the spiritual community. They must all share the same spiritual ideals, even, in some cases, embody those ideals in varying degrees. They must share the same spiritual commitment. Otherwise, there's no confession. No confession in the spiritual sense. Now, I've said that one confesses especially to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And Ujjarakhetu in the sutra confesses in the presence of all the Buddhas. And the key word here is presence. Ujjarakhetu saw the Buddhas. He heard the Buddhas. So he was able to confess to them. And when we recite the Sevenfold Puja, we confess, as it were, to the Buddha. But rarely, if ever, do we have a vivid sense of the Buddha's actual presence. So this is not confession in the full sense. Full confession requires that we should confess specific offences that we have actually committed, including committed in thought, and that we should confess it to another member or other members of the spiritual community of whose presence we are actually conscious. Moreover, it requires that they should be conscious of us, should hear our confession and accept it. In other words, confession involves genuine communication. And for most people, most individuals, this means that we have to confess to individuals with whom we are in actual physical contact. People who are committed to the same way that we are committed to. That is to say, our Kalyana Mitras, fellow members of the order, or our teacher. Suppose we confess just to an ordinary friend. That is to say, a friend with a small f. A friend who does not share our spiritual ideals. Suppose, for instance, you confess that you got a bit drunk last weekend, or that you missed your meditation recently for a whole week. Well, an ordinary friend will not be able to understand what you say, won't be able to understand what these things mean to you, won't be able to understand your distress. May even tell you that you're just upsetting yourself quite unnecessarily. So there'll be no real communication, and therefore no real confession. You will not have been able to vomit up the evil. You will not have been able to get rid of it. But suppose you confess to spiritual friends. Suppose you confess to the spiritual community. Confess within the spiritual community, then there's quite a different situation, quite a different experience. Spiritual friends know what you are talking about, and they'll be concerned, though not worried. They'll sympathize with your distress. There'll be a real communication, therefore a genuine confession, and you will be able to reject the evil that is in. So one confesses to other individuals, to members of the spiritual community.